Hey everyone, Jake Carter here and welcome back to Brainstorm Boost. 5-Minute Idea Fix. Today we're diving into something super powerful, cultivating self-compassion and embracing vulnerability. Now I know what you might be thinking, Jake, isn't that a bit hippy-dippy, maybe? But trust me, this stuff is seriously game-changing. Think about it. In today's world, we're constantly bombarded with messages telling us to hustle harder, push further, and never show weakness. We're expected to be these perfect, invincible beings. But let's face it, that's just not realistic. It's exhausting, right? So, how do we break free from that pressure cooker and cultivate a little more kindness towards ourselves? That's what we're exploring today. First up, remember that self-criticism is like a broken record stuck on repeat. It doesn't help anything. Instead of berating yourself for mistakes which, by the way, are inevitable, try treating yourself with the same understanding you would offer a good friend who stumbled. You wouldn't tear them down, right? So why do we do that to ourselves? Next, practice mindfulness. Seriously, take a few minutes each day to just breathe and be present. Notice your thoughts without judgment. You're not trying to erase negative feelings, you're simply acknowledging them and letting them pass. It's like clearing the mental clutter, creating space for calmness and clarity. Now, vulnerability isn't weakness, it's strength. It takes courage to show up authentically, to share your thoughts and feelings even when you're scared of being judged. But guess what? When we connect with others on a deeper level, sharing our vulnerabilities, it builds trust, fosters genuine relationships, and creates a sense of belonging. Another key takeaway. Remember that everyone struggles. You're not alone in this journey. Comparing yourself to others only leads to disappointment. Focus on your own growth and celebrate your unique strengths. Remember, you're amazing just the way you are. And finally, don't forget to practice self-care. It's not selfish, it's essential. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or spending quality time with loved ones, prioritize things that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. Okay, let's get real for a second. Ever feel like you're constantly putting on a brave face, hiding your true feelings because you're afraid of what others might think? I know I have. It's easy to fall into the trap of pretending everything is okay when it's not. But bottling up emotions doesn't help anyone. Think about that last time you tried to hide your feelings. Maybe you were struggling with a difficult project, feeling overwhelmed by stress, or dealing with a personal issue. How did that work out for you? Probably not great, right? Here's the thing. When we allow ourselves to be vulnerable and share our struggles, we create space for genuine connection. We show others that it's okay to not be okay, and in turn, they might feel more comfortable opening up to us too. It breaks down those walls of isolation and builds a sense of community. So how do you start? It doesn't have to be a grand gesture. Start small. Maybe share a worry with a trusted friend or family member, or simply acknowledge your feelings in a journal entry. The act of expressing vulnerability can be incredibly freeing, even if it feels scary at first. Remember, self-compassion isn't about being weak, it's about being human. It's about recognizing that we all make mistakes, experience setbacks, and have moments of doubt. But instead of beating ourselves up, we treat ourselves with kindness, understanding, and forgiveness. This week, challenge yourself to practice a little more self-compassion and vulnerability. Be kind to yourself, allow yourself to be seen, and remember that you are worthy of love and connection just as you are. So, head out there, embrace your imperfections, and make this week your most compassionate yet. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little boost. Let's spread the message of self-love and vulnerability together.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.